منهج السلف صالح لكل زمان ومكان، نور من الله عز وجل، نور من الله عز وجل.
He says, قال أبو بكر ابن أبي داود وليس أحد بعد الصحابة أعلم بالقرآن من أبي العارية. That Abu Bakr ibn Abi Dawood, he says, rahimahumullah, that no one after the companions is more knowledgeable with the Quran than Abu al-Ariyah. وَبَعْدُهُ Sa'id ibn Jubayr. And after him, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahimahumullah. وَقَدْ وَثَّقَ Abu al-Ariyah al-Hafidhani Abu Zur'a وَأَبُو Hatim. And Abu Zur'a and Abu Hatim, both of them have considered Abu al-Ariyah al-Thiqah, meaning that he's reliable in his religion and his conduct and manners, and he's reliable likewise and his knowledge and his conveyance of knowledge, rahimahullah. It's been mentioned, he says, kuntu bishem ma'abi dhar. He said, one time I was in Sham along with Abu Dhar, rahimahullah. And also has been mentioned that he said, kunna abidan mamlukin minna man yuaddi al-dharaib wa minna man yakhdumu ahlahu. He said that one time we were slaves, and we were slaves, and he owned men, people, any property of others. And from us are those that would do the dara'ib, and others, there were those who would serve the people, any their masters. فَكُنَّا نَخْتِمُ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ. And we used to complete the Qur'an every night. فَشَقَّ عَلَيْنَا حَتَّى شَكَى بَعْضُنَا إِلَى بَعْضٍ. And this became very difficult for us until we complained to each other. فَلَقِينَا أَصْحَابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ فَعَلَّمُونَا أَن نَخْتِمَ كُلَّ جُمُعَةٍ. And then we met the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they taught us to complete the Quran every week, any once a week. Once a week. فَصَلَّيْنَا وَنِمْنَا وَلَمْ يَشُقَّ عَلَيْنَا. And so therefore we prayed, meaning then at nighttime, and we slept along with that, and it was not difficult for us. It was not difficult for us. Clarifying the great benefit and blessing and favor of Allah upon a person to come in contact with the people of knowledge. To come in contact with the people of knowledge. They were striving hard, and it was becoming a burden for them. And Allah knows best, if they had not met the people of knowledge, then they would have continued upon that way until they wear themselves out, and then they will stop and fall off. So the most beloved deeds from the non-obligatory actions are those that are consecutive, even if they're few. And it's been collected by Al-Bukhari Muslim from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that, that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَامُهَا وَإِنْ قَالْ أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَامُهَا وَإِنْ قَالْ. That the most beloved deeds to Allah, in reference to the voluntary actions, the non-obligatory actions of worship, the most beloved deeds to Allah are those that are done consecutively, even if they're few. Even if they're few. And the people of knowledge, they say in this light, likewise, قَرِيرٌ دَائِمٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مُنْقَطِعٍ. خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مُنْقَطِعٍ. To do a little bit consecutively is better than doing a lot, but it's cut off. It's better than doing a lot, but it's cut off. For example, if a person would take himself and carry himself to recite the Qur'an every night, maybe he would do it for some time, and then like Abu al-Ariyah, and he's striving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, rahimahullah, it became hard for him. It became hard for him to continue until they're complaining to each other, it's getting difficult to recite every single night. This is hard. This is difficult. This is hard, this is difficult. So if a person, he carried himself upon that way, he would only be able to continue for some time, and then he will fall off. And many times whenever a person falls off, he falls all the way off, and he will stop and leave it in entirety. He will not strive as hard as he can and then just slowly take it easy, take it easy. Now, many times he will strive as hard as he can until he can't go anymore, and he'll fall off. He'll fall off. So if that's the case, maybe a person, he'll strive really hard for a brief period, and then after that he'll fall off for a long time. Maybe he will not come back to striving hard like that again for some time, because he wore himself out. He wore his soul out. He became weak. He became weak, and he's not finding the sweetness of that ibadah anymore. Rather, he's finding the bitterness of that, because he took himself in a manner he's not able to continue. He's not able to continue. So maybe he will not be given success to restart or to continue. In any case, if a person, he were to take it easy and just do the amount that he can continue with, even if it's small, then whenever death comes to him, he has in that period accumulated a lot of good deeds. In that period, consecutively, accumulated a lot of good deeds. We just say instead of reading the whole Quran every night, he recites a juz every night. for example, in comparison for him. As for us, maybe just something short, just 3 rak'ah, whatever's easy. But to do it every single night consecutively, before you go to sleep, or after you sleep, before the rising of the fajr, to be consecutive with that, whenever death comes to you, inshallah, you're upon the witr prayer. You're upon this great non-obligatory action of worship which is pleasing to Allah. And all of your life until that day has come, you have established that. So now you're working on the path of Allah and collecting a lot of good deeds for your hereafter in preparation for the meeting of Allah. As for if a person here would just drive real hard and pray 11 every night, for example, in the beginning, maybe he'll do that for one night or two nights or 1 week or 2 weeks, and then after that it will become heavy for him and he will fall off. And he will fall off. But if he takes it easy, he takes it easy, 3. And then after he establishes that, every single night he prays 3. Sometime between the after Isha and before Fajr, he prays 3. And it becomes a way for him that he's accustomed to, and it's not difficult. Then if he wants to add to that 2 more, make it 5. Or add to that 4 more, make it 9. And the like side, or make it 7. Or the like side, this, he can do that. But he's already established it in his life in this manner. And then if it becomes heavy, he'll just fall back to the 3. Because this is something that he's accustomed himself to, and he has trained his soul to be able to bear from these non-obligatory actions. So to continue upon this way, doing the good deeds, even if they're few, this is more beloved to Allah. And this is better and more beneficial for a person in their life and the hereafter than if they were to try to take themselves and be real hard and real strong for a little while. And the same thing goes with seeking knowledge. Some people, they will start to seek knowledge and they'll have great interest in learning, and they'll strive hard beyond their capability to continue. And they'll strive hard in memorizing and reading and researching and listening and the likes like this. And then they'll continue 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, maybe a little longer, maybe a little less, and they'll become heavy for them and they'll fall off. They'll become heavy for them and they'll fall off. And many times when people fall off in this manner, they don't just fall off into the mubah. A lot of times they fall off into the muharram. They wind up looking at that which is impermissible or the likes like this, or having relationships that are haram and not allowed. They fall off entirely from seeking knowledge and from coming to the masjid and being in the gatherings of knowledge and sitting in the classes and reading the knowledge and reviewing the Quran and memorizing the hadith and so on and so forth. He falls all the way off from that. As for if he had taken it lightly in the beginning enough that he can continue with, and he will not be negligent, but he will only take on enough that he can continue with. Then once he's good at that, and Allah gave him success for this, then he will add to that little by little. And then if he ever becomes weak or tired, or his soul becomes lazy and heavy, then he will just fall back to what he was already accustomed to. And now it will not be hard for him, and he'll be able to continue upon a good path. So this is from the advice of the people of knowledge, rather it's from the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentioned, "Inna dina yusrun, wa lan yushadda dina ahadun illa ghalaba." That indeed the religion is easy, it's facilitated, and no one would try to go hard with the religion and try to be strict with the religion, except it will overcome him. And no one would try to do all of the good deeds, and go to extremes. And the likes like this, except the religion will overcome him. He will not be able to continue. Rather, a person who will do his best, first beginning with the obligations, and after that, learning the other sacred rites from the recommended affairs, and that which is most important and takes priority from the non-obligatory salawat, particularly the rawatib, particularly the fajr, and then likewise after that, the witr, so on and so forth, little by little, he will build until he is strong upon the path of worship, and he will be able to benefit and continue. So this all comes from being in contact with the people of knowledge. Many times the people who are not in contact with the people of knowledge, they wind up going to extremes. And that is a means and from the steps of the devil to lead a person away from the straight path. So a person is saying, but I'm going hard, I'm striving hard. Yeah, that's how the devil is going to lead him from the straight path, because he's not going to be able to continue striving hard like that. So he will be given success to strive hard like that, but then at that it's going to lead him away from the straight path. So the means to stay on the straight path is to be moderate, to not go to extremes on one side and to not be negligent likewise on the other, but rather to worship Allah with knowledge. It's been narrated from Az-Zuhri, rahimahullah, that he said, "Ma'ubidallahu bimithli al-fiqh fi al-deen, that Allah has never been worshipped with the likes of understanding in the religion. Some of the people of knowledge mentioned that means that seeking knowledge is from the best actions of worship. Others, they mention the meaning of, and what is intended is that the best worship is the worship that is based upon understanding and the religion. The best actions of worship are the actions of worship that are based upon proper and sound understanding in the religion. مَا أُرْبِدَ اللَّهُ بِمِثْلِ الْفِقْهِ فِي الدِّينِ, that Allah has never been worshipped with anything in the proper manner, except with fiqh, understanding in the religion. So from the understanding of the religion is showing priority. It's showing priority and giving preference to obligations. And then after that, little by little, taking on that which a person is able to continue with. أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَامُهَا وَإِنْقَالِ. We should memorize this narration. أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَامُهَا وَإِنْقَالِ. أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ, the most beloved deeds, إِلَى اللَّهِ, to Allah, أَدْوَامُهَا, those that are consistent. وَإِنْقَالِ, even if they're few. أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَامُهَا وَإِنْقَالِ. It's collected by Bukhari Muslim from the Haditha Aisha radiallahu anha. She mentioned likewise, كان عمل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ديما, and the deeds of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were consecutive. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would not start doing an action of worship, and a non-obligatory action, except he would continue that. And the Sahaba likewise, they didn't like to begin doing non-obligatory actions of worship and be upon that in the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then leave that later after his death. Any feeling like they had changed after he had died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although they're not obligatory. So the non-obligatory actions are from the means to earn the love of Allah after establishing the obligatory. But these affairs must be observed with moderation so that a person can continue and be consistent. Because we don't know when we will die. We hope that we will die in a good manner, in a good state, but we do not know. So the devil, he hopes that the children of Adam, they will be off the straight path whenever death comes to them. Or they'll be negligent whenever the death comes to them. Or they'll be heedless whenever death comes to them. And the likes like this. So from the means of success is to be consistent on the straight path. Beginning with the obligations, and then after that as well with the non-obligatory actions of worship. To be consistent. And this requires for a person to have wisdom, and to have knowledge and insight, and to select from those non-obligatory actions an amount that is able to bear and continue with. خَيْرٌ قَلِيلٌ قَلِيلٌ دَائِمْ خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنْ قَطِعٍ. قَلِيلٌ دَائِمْ خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنْ قَطِعٍ. This is from the statements of the people of knowledge. So Abu Aliya, he came into contact with some companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they directed him to this issue of moderation. You recite the Quran every single night. They were like, oh mashallah. They didn't say, oh mashallah, mujtahid. No, they said, what did they say? Complete it in one every week. Complete it once a week. And they realize now that this is something that is not going to be able to continue, and it's difficult for them, and they should complete it in once a week. If they can do it every night, then once a week should be easy for them. And this is what they said, rahimahumullah.